Well, hi there. This is R.E. Fuller, the Sojourner, speaking to you from the Sojourner's World Hub. And I have here with me Riley Stevenson. And I'm going to let Riley tell you exactly who he is and what he does.
Thank you, Ron. I am the Minister of Evangelism for Kenneth Copeland Ministries, Eagle Mountain International Church in Fort Worth, Texas. And I am working in the Ministerial Relations Department, working with pastors and partner pastors, helping them in all areas. And we just, right now, we've been going out to some of our partner churches, teaching them, training them, equipping them on how to win the lost, how to heal the sick, how to mobilize their congregation. And it's been really awesome, really effective. And we've been seeing people who've been timid and shy in the past just step out and reach their world for Jesus. And this week we came in here locally, and we drove in on Wednesday, and we had a training Wednesday night. And then I think it shocked some of the people, because we had a little field trip that night, and we actually went out on the streets, and I challenged the people to call their loved ones. And, you know, some of them might have been shy and not want to go with us, but I said, call your loved ones and go over our script with them. And what was cool, Ron, is we had a lady. She said, you know, I drove to Walmart, but I didn't even get out of the car. She said, I called 5 of my relatives, and they all got saved. And what was neat.
Wonderful, isn't it?
Yes. That is so awesome. And what was neat was the very next day we were in Walmart, and I talked to another relative of hers that got saved, and I didn't even know that she was part of her family. The Lord is really doing a work in that lady's family.
Yes, he certainly is. It's just been a wonderful time, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. It's been great. And what was cool was that Cheryl Touchton drove in and came to help her. She's with Pocket Full of Change Ministries, and it was so awesome to work with Cheryl on this event as well.
It really was. And, you know, Cheryl's ministry is Pocket Full of Change, but her website is pocketfulofquarters.com. And you can actually, it's unique because you can actually go on her website and follow her. She even has a map that has her little motorhome on it. It shows all the places she's going and where she is at a current time. And her stories and her blogs are absolutely fascinating as she travels around the country with Belle, her missionary dog, with her. Also, we had Tori Martin come by, didn't we?
Yes, we did. It was so cool to work with Tori. He's a great guy, and I had a great time and had some fun talking to him. And what was cool is he shared this with us, and I don't think he would mind us sharing this over the podcast. But he said before he came here that night, he was a little nervous, is what he said, about going out and sharing his faith. And I told him, I tried to encourage him, and I said, Tori, you know what? I believe that you're going to have someone that you know, someone that you feel comfortable with, someone that might be from your town, Alaska, and that you're going to see that you'll talk to and you'll just feel comfortable with, and the Lord will help you with it. Well, Ron, the very first person we saw that night in Walmart was someone from Alaska. And what was neat about that is this girl, Tori was telling her that he used to do a children's show, and this girl remembered him on this children's show, and they had such a neat time.
It's amazing.
Talking, and then I believe that kind of broke the ice for Tori. And then we went through Walmart, and he led some people to the Lord in there, and I really believe that helped him share his faith.
You know, when you look at that, and as you say, he was a little apprehensive.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the interesting thing is when I contacted Tori and invited him to come on board with us to do some of this, he has a very tight schedule, but he made sure that he could. And the interesting thing was, he said, this is one of the things that bothers me the most, that I feel uncomfortable doing. Therefore, I know it's something I need to do.
Amen.
Now, I found that very interesting that he would make that comment. So he forced himself to do something where he felt that he was maybe falling a little back on and not being, you know, as involved with it as he needed to be in his Christian walk. And he was just very upfront about that. And I mean, Tori is such a talented person. He's in films. He writes. He is one of the characters and invented one of the characters in Adventures in Odyssey.
Praise God.
But just he's just a guy with a multiplicity of talents. But he was, I remember when you said to him that you could go there and encounter somebody from Alaska, and the very first person, this is a God thing.
Amen.
I mean, the very first person,
amen,
was from Alaska.
Amen.
And that just, I think that certainly was encouraging to him to see that the Lord cared enough to see to it that that encounter happened.
Amen. It was great. And we, you know, we taught, trained, and equipped believers here. You hosted us here. And we taught and trained and equipped believers from 8 local churches here in this area.
That's right.
And it was so awesome because we used Bonnaroo as our field ground, our working ground where we launched the people out in. And it was great. We were seeing people today, yesterday. We're going out again tomorrow. But we were seeing people who truly had a divine appointment. And you know, the way we share is out of love, loving people and telling them the good news, not the bad news. The Bible says that the good news is the power of God unto salvation. And so once we share the good news, you know, people just receive it. It is so, so great and awesome.
It is. It really is. And to watch that happen and to see when we would have people come back in and we'd gather together and to see the excitement on people's faces who may never have ever prayed a prayer of salvation with anyone in their life.
Mm-hmm.
And to see the excitement and to just hear them all chatter almost about, you know, what had happened, you know. It's amazing, you know, from people just taking your advice and calling relatives.
Oh, yeah. And I want to challenge the listeners today or whatever time it is for you listening to this. I want to challenge you to call your relatives, call your loved ones. You can download that script we use, that pocket reference card, at just go to RileyStevenson.com and you'll see it come up on the resources. But I want to challenge you to call your loved ones, call your friends, call your family members, and ask them those questions, because we're in the last days. Time is short, and we need everyone mobilized to preach the good news with boldness. You know, as we step out, God shows out.
That's right.
As we step out with His Word, He's faithful to confirm His Word with a sign. And we've been seeing that. We've been seeing relatives getting saved. Everywhere we go, I challenge people to do this. And we've been seeing families getting saved, families getting healed. People who've never had a word of knowledge before are receiving a word of knowledge and giving that to people on the streets. We are seeing the great awakening.
Yes, we are. We are. The healings.
Mm-hmm.
The healings that we saw.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, It's just marvelous.
It is. It is so great, and it's an honor to be able to just be the pusher, I guess you could say, like a daddy when he taught his children how to ride a bicycle. It's awesome to be that person to just launch people out into a whole new experience of leading people to the Lord. There's nothing greater than that.
That's right. That is absolutely right. So I also, Riley, would encourage people, if they want to know more about how to do this, you have numerous videos to train people. You have numerous videos of people talking about what happened when they went to pray with somebody, mm-hmm. and how it came about. They can actually watch it happen.
Mm-hmm.
Not just them telling about it, but you have videos that actually show the process happening. It won't be real time for the viewer there, but it was recorded in real time. This wasn't a reenactment.
Right.
These are real people making a real commitment to the one true and real God.
Amen. Yeah, you can go and look at those videos on my YouTube site. It's just youtube.com Riley Stevenson. And then you can go to those, subscribe to those videos, because we put new videos out every week, and you can learn how to heal the sick, learn how to share your faith. And God's going to help you with this. I'm praying for you. We're praying for more laborers. And you can do this. The Bible says you can do all things through Christ who gives you strength. God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. You can do this.
You know, we are really privileged to live in such a time as this.
Amen.
This is a time we are seeing an outpouring now that people have been waiting for 2,000 years, you know, in anticipation.
Amen.
And we're seeing it, and we see the verification, as you said, that God confirms His Word with signs and wonders.
He does.
Well, Riley, I cannot express to you how truly thankful we are that you were willing to come here.
Yes, sir.
And work with us in this endeavor. I remember when we first walked into Bonnaroo, I had been telling you about it for months,
mm-hmm.
and sending you photographs of aerial photographs to mm-hmm. kind of let you have the feel for the size and the magnitude of what it's like when you walk into a crowd of 85 to 100,000 people. But I remember when you walked in and you saw the crowd itself,
mm-hmm.
it really gave you cause to pause, didn't it?
It sure did. And I just want to tell the listeners, you know, when Jesus said, pray that the Lord of the harvest would thrust out laborers into his field, you know, I just felt that compassion come on me, and I felt really small in that huge crowd. And I just want to say that, you know, we must go. There was a handful of us out there amongst that huge crowd. Next year, there will be even more. But we need everyone to share their faith. And I just truly believe that, you know, when Jesus saw all the multitudes around him, I believe he felt and even told the Father, how can we reach all these people?
That's right.
And he said, pray that laborers will come.
Yes.
You know, he spent more time in that verse about the laborers. So we need you guys to get up and get out. Amen?
Absolutely. You are here for such a time as this.
Amen.
You really are. Well, I hope that you've got something from this, what we've had to say, to encourage you, to let you know that it is not hopeless, that you can impact the lives because you carry with you the Word of God. And God honors His Word. It doesn't honor my Word. He honors His Word. All you need to do is speak the words. And I want to encourage you, as Riley said, go to his site. Go to RileyStevenson.com and there download the information he has. You can download it. You can print it out. You can use it. Watch the training videos. Employ those in your own efforts and watch your family and your friends, your neighbors, your community, your county, your
Amen.
State, your nation, and
Amen.
The world come to Christ.
Amen.
So, God bless you all, and I say the blessings of our Lord on you and all that is yours by blood, adoption, or assignment, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.